Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, let me pinch myself. Am I really here? Yes. Tis the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. It is 6:08. Good morning. Welcome. Happy, happy Monday. Happy New Year. 2026. My goodness. Think back to when you were like in grade school and you go, 2026? Who cares? Yeah. I'll be like 110.
Well,
get off my lawn.
You know, the weird thing was like on the first day, or I guess, yeah, so for January 1st, if you were looking at a post on Facebook, and it that somebody maybe had made the day before, it didn't say yesterday. It actually had the date of December, you know, 2020. It was like it was a year ago is what it felt like when you would see the date. It's like as opposed to yesterday at 2 p.m.
You know, yes, Bob I've posted. Seen the corrections of a 5 turning into a 6 and get used to that.
Oh,
it's like, it's like, really, people? Hello, hey.
Yep.
Hey, get out your fax machine and fax this to all your friends that nobody writes checks anymore, so we don't really give a flying flip what the day really is anymore, or the year for that matter.
I write like 5 a year, I think, checks, real checks.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
All right, so the biggest news of the day, no shocker here, Venezuela, special ops and forces went into Venezuela and extracted Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They're going to face the law. They'll have a court appearance today. They're being held in New York. And, you know, as you can guess, and here's a kind of a source of irritant for me, even though I fall into the same trap, I think a lot of us do, those of us who talk about the news and bring it to you, and we're news junkies, and that is, I don't want to get too wrapped up in the Democrats' reaction, because quite frankly, who gives a rat's butt about the Democrats' reaction? We know that anything that Trump does is going to be met with negativity. This guy was a narco-terrorist, drug-dealing dictator. All right? We should just call him Nick the Dick, Nick the Dictator, Maduro. Mm-hmm. And this guy was poison and poisoning us.
Yes.
And so we're getting rid of him. Remember, he was duly elected by a fair process. We know that that whole thing was fraught with all kinds of fraud. We know that. And so, of course, we have a president, you know, that has the cojones to make this kind of thing happen, which is for the betterment of our country, and that's number one. That's number one. America first. That's how he won the election, Donald Trump, putting America first. So are they a threat to America? Yes. They're poisoning us. Yes, it's weapons of mass destruction. We're not going to deal with that. And then on top of it, what were they doing? They're in cahoots with our enemies, China, Russia, Iran. That's all you need to know on that front. And they've been breaking all the rules and all the sanctions that have been set forth and doing business with those countries. No, it's not going to happen anymore.
Yep.
So this was, as Marco Rubio said, more of a police action. We're not taking over an entire nation, although, I mean, I guess in some ways, yeah, we kind of have to because we took out the leader. And we had to, and it was the right action to take. And yes, Cuba better be on high alert. And even, are you ready for this? Greenland. And I always took this to be kind of a snicker. Yeah, we're going to take Greenland. I honestly never realized quite how strategic Greenland really is. And apparently, according to some sources, they're covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. So Greenland is not just this innocuous, you know, vast tumbling of, what would it be, the frozen tundra? Mm-hmm. The frozen tundra of the nation of Greenland. Yeah, with Chinese and Russian ships all over the place. No, I don't know if they're using that as sort of a transfer point with some of this oil. But I can tell you, coming from Venezuela, all of that is going to change. And this is a president who will extract a price for what he's had to do, and Americans will benefit from it. Mm-hmm. And Venezuelan, the people that live there, they are absolutely going to benefit from it. This was a thriving, wonderful nation just 20 years ago. And then here come socialism, the collective. Yeah, let's spread out the wealth. The lie that has been told forever.
Yep.
And every time, the promises are never met. They never will be. It doesn't work. It could. Some of this stuff works on paper. It doesn't work because humans basically are greedy and power hungry. And if enough of them are, you're never going to have a completely fair and balanced system. You're in dreamland. It'll never happen. You know where it will happen? In heaven. But those who believe in socialism, I think the last thing they believe in is heaven. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't believe in a true heaven. They want to create it on earth, but it's never been done before. It never will be done. You know, if you want to get deep into it, it's really a lie. It's just like Satan lies to you. You know, that's another lie. Hey, this could be a more perfect world. You know how many people have died because of socialism and communism? Millions upon millions upon millions. That's right. Life does not get better for people who vote in socialism or when socialism brings its way in. Life gets far, far worse for the vast majority of the population, the only exception being those in power. If you don't like power now, I don't like the government. The government has a lot of control. Well, you get into socialism, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have business and opportunities to try to balance some of that out. It'll all be controlled by the government. Your health care, your job, all controlled by the government. Now, how did that work out in Venezuela? Well, like I said, 20 years ago, they were one of the wealthiest nations in the world. Do you understand that? And what destroyed all of that wealth was socialism. Do you not understand that? And once again, all of the Democrats are on the wrong side of what's right. They're on the wrong side. I knew it. Once again, Trump throws out this big fat shrimp. And like the idiot groupers that they are, they bite on it. Yeah. What are you doing? That's against the law. Chuck Schumer's all worried. You can't do that. That's illegal. So, wow. So once again, they support the mutilization of your children, okay? Mm-hmm. And now they support a killer, murderer, poisoning, narco-terrorist dictator named Nick the Dick Maduro. The Democrats support this guy. And there you have it in a nutshell, okay? And that's all you really need to know. But there is many more tentacles to the whole story, obviously. Marco Rubio pointing out this isn't war. This is law enforcement. And he did when the Cuban government. Yep. You might want to pay attention to what's unfolding before you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Greenland thing is real. Boy, oh boy. We're going to dig in this morning.
Oh, man.
And how about those Jacksonville Jaguars? Right on. Going to the playoffs, baby, and looking good. It is 6:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Even in the new year, you never have to miss the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Good morning and welcome. Happy, happy Monday. We're going to make it great. President Trump and military taking decisive action. Nicolas Maduro and his wife extracted out of Venezuela, and they will have a court appearance later on today, and that clearly is going to be your big story for a while to come yet. Sunday on Meet the Press, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the leaders in Cuba were in a lot of trouble when asked about potential military actions. He said, I think they're in a lot of trouble. Yes, I'm going to talk to you about what our future steps are going to be and our policies are going to be right now in this regard. You see, Cuba is an important part of this as well. This is basically Trump's way of taking back the Western Hemisphere. He is mm-hmm. not going to let communism and socialism creep in. He's not going to let the influences of China, Iran, and Russia to creep in either. And this is a good strategy moving forward because, once again, what are we supposed to be doing? Putting America first. And America's safety is on the line for many, many reasons, including the poisoning of people. Number one cause of death, 18 to 45, fentanyl poisoning. But you got to put the fentanyl in something. Somebody pointed out. They go, well, the fentanyl, hey, the fentanyl's not really coming from Venezuela. You're right. It's not. Cocaine is. Because that's good for you. Oh, yeah, good old vitamin C. Wow, wakes me up in the morning. I don't know about you, but that's what they put the fentanyl in, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So they're going to look for any excuse the left is.
I love all the memes, and you can fill in the blank at this point because it just keeps happening, showing Donald Trump as a magician and how he's going to make the left defend and then fill in the blank whatever kind of wackadoodle, you know, in this case, you know, a dictator, whether it's a, you know, fraud in Minnesota, it's like they're always, as we've always said, they're always on the wrong side.
Well, not only that, but they are mobilizing.
Oh,
not
yeah.
just your yes. average Democrat, but there are socialist cells mm-hmm. that are mobilizing. I mean, this has been followed. right after Maduro was taken out, basically, you know, that the call went out to all these far left socialist groups, and I'm talking about in the United States. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they're quickly already come out and they're holding demonstrations and different things. And that's we'll continue to follow that as well. But Fox News covered it, how a socialist cell in the U.S. mobilized pro-Maduro foot soldiers within 12 hours. So for those who weren't sure whether there really is a connection and how politically connected the left is, oh, it's interwoven, and it has been for a while. You can, you could see that all the way back into the George Floyd stuff that happened after that. That's when you knew, hey, these things are a little more organized and coordinated than maybe we thought. It's not just a grassroots thing. Now we've got Greenland. And yeah, I thought, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know how serious to take the president when he first mentioned Greenland a while ago.
Right.
But according to sources, President Trump renewed his bid for a takeover of Greenland just one day after the operation to get out Nick the Dick Maduro on his order. And Marco Rubio's also warned Cuba's communist government is in trouble.
Yeah.
It is so strategic right now. This is a quote. Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. Trump told reporters this on Air Force One as he flew back to Washington from Mar-a-Lago. And we need Greenland from the standpoint of national security. And Denmark is not going to be able to do it. When asked earlier about action that Venezuela could signal a similar approach in Greenland, Trump told The Atlantic, they're going to have to view it themselves. I really don't know. So Greenland really could be. And there's, you know, the Danish armed forces, apparently they have been on coordinated training efforts with German and French troops. They've been drilling, not for oil in this case, but they've been on drills, and we'll see what happens. That wouldn't be against us per se. That would be helping to oust whatever Russian and Chinese influences are coming in. So the Greenland thing could turn out to be far more serious than we initially thought.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they're gonna be scared of a bunch of people who sit around and make pastries. I don't know. I love a good Danish, but, you know, I just don't know that's very intimidating.
Let's just hope that those Danishes don't spoil.
Yeah.
Because then there would be something rotten in Denmark.
Wow.
Couldn't resist.
I know.
Bring up Denmark. It's going to come up.
It's going to happen.
Hey, a sad note. Don't know much about it. Just, you know, Bill Quinlan, the guy who did the weather on Channel 20 for, I don't know, 20, 30 years, didn't he?
Yeah, like 27 years, I think.
He was the, you know, he was the head meteorologist and all that and stuff. And Bill retired just about exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
And now we hear over the weekend he passed away suddenly.
Yes, it's sad.
And it was David Snyder who put that out on Facebook. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't know. So prayers go out to his family and stuff. That's, wow. What kind of retirement is that?
A year. I know, literally, I think it was the end of December of 2024.
And it was unexpected. It's not like he retired, you know, was battling something and, you know, I'll just try to get the best of the next year or something. Apparently, this was unexpected and sudden. And so that's sad. It's like, you know, it makes you think sometimes, like, I'm saving and sacrificing for what kind of retirement?
Yeah. That's not an unusual scenario, unfortunately. I mean, we all know people that have – that's happened to them, or people, you know, friends,
it just
family.
Used to be, you know, generations ago, you were worn out.
Yeah.
You were 65 years old,
that's
and
true.
You retired because you were in the factory day in and day out.
Uh-huh.
And you were probably all kinds of substances you were absorbing. And,
yes.
You know, my dad, he ran like a press. And he would have oil would soak into his feet to the point to where when he was trying to play basketball in the Catholic, you know, youth organization or whatever, the oil would come out of his feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And through his tennis shoes.
What?
Yes.
Okay, Bob's making up stuff now.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Wow.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We are back, baby. Back and better than ever. We've got a lot to talk about, including the gubernatorial candidate, Paul Renner. We're going to have him on the air in about 30 minutes or so, and we'll get his take on what's going on in Venezuela as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
.638 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Greg Cassidy is here as well, and we are live and as loco as ever, baby, in 2026. Yep, and how about those Jaguars? I mean, they literally kicked a football out of the Titans. They kicked a football out of them because Cam Little, you know, the guy that set the record NFL field goal?
Yeah.
Now he's got the second longest.
Oh, my
goodness.
It
was a yard shorter. The guy owns it.
Just show it off now at this point.
Yeah. Cam Little.
Gotta love it.
Cam Little with the big foot.
Yeah.
So go Jags in the playoffs big time and looking pretty good. And that head coach is going to be happy because last year was like a four-win season. He's turned it all around where they have 13 wins.
Nice.
That's
pretty amazing.
That's how you do it.
That's good.
That's how you do it. Yeah. That's why we're not going to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Shh.
We're not going to talk about the Lions. The Lions, a little different. A lot of injuries. The Bucs had some injuries this year, too. They sure did. So
yeah, but your teams are...
Well, don't know what you're talking about. I'm an Eagles fan. Don't even haven't even heard of those.
Haven't even heard of those other teams.
Oh my gosh!
He says
I can jump on a bandwagon so
absolutely
fast, make your head spin. Governor Tim Walz. Now we always knew this guy was creepy. We knew he was weird. In fact, he even said,
"And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can."
You know, knucklehead is one thing, doofus is another, but this guy was at the helm when all this fraud was taking place.
And fraud, Bob? Which story? I mean, there's a new one every week and a half.
What? Anything connected, it seems like, with Minnesota governing and money, it has a connection to fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the interesting thing now. I just saw an article. Embattled Minnesota Governor Tim Walz expected to bow out of the 2026 reelection race as he faces mounting national criticism over a massive Somali fraud scandal engulfing his state. I'm not so sure.
Yeah?
I'm not so sure. Well, here's what you have to remember. He's a Democrat.
Yes.
These folks, they don't play by the rules, and they think they can get away with their behavior. You know why? Because they have.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton, I mean, she's in there pouring bleach all over the hard drives and stuff. She's doing the dishes and wiping everything clean with a washcloth. I mean, no penalty.
No.
Biden, I mean, don't get me even started on all of that.
He's just a forgetful old man, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So Tim Walz, I wouldn't count him out yet. I wouldn't, because as much as we have heard about this, the memes we see that get passed around on Instagram and Facebook and all that, the social media we see, the Fox News we see, you know, all the other sources that we have. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. The guy should absolutely, at the very least, be in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone trying to run for re-election. But again, this is a Democrat. These guys, they just shake their head and they deny it. Look, the guy that broke the whole thing wide open, this Nick Shirley guy, I wasn't real familiar with him. I understand now what he does. And he was the guy that was going around to, like, Somali daycares going, hey, is there any kids in here? Yeah. Where's the kids? What? One of them had that leering center instead of learning center on the sign.
Yes.
I mean, this you couldn't make that up. If you said, I'm going to put this in a movie script, they'd go, no, learning center, come on. They're daycare. They're going to at least try to look legit. No, not so much. So the leering center, you got to love that. And then their hours were like, what were they, like 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.? Like, okay, there might be a need and help for kids that age, but
second shift folks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe all the Somalis work second shift.
Yeah, counting their money, apparently.
Whatever they're doing, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Tim Walz is calling Nick Shirley a delusional conspiracy theorist and all that. And one of this has to do with the possible murder here. Walz reposts Shirley's response to the governor's condemnation of a repost, over the weekend by President Trump on Truth Social that questioned whether Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman was assassinated after she supported a bill to cut off health care to illegal aliens. So in his ex post, Walz blasted the president for that. He said, dangerous, depraved behavior from the sitting president of the United States in covering for an actual serial killer. He is going to get more innocent people killed. America is better than this. But Shirley responded to Walz and said, why was she killed after speaking out against illegal migrants? Was she a threat to you and your fraudster scheme? Rest in peace to Melissa Hortman. Now, I don't know. I haven't really looked into that whole situation.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. The level of greed and fraud that was going on there, if you don't think people will put a price on someone's head, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. I mean, it's unfortunate, sad, and tragic if that's the case. I don't know at this point. But I do know that when you tell people the gravy train might be stopping, when you're looking into areas where people are making literally millions of dollars, they're not going to like that.
No.
They're not going to like that. Tim Walz, will he or will he not run for re-election? We'll see. I got a sneaking suspicion he's not going to drop out. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. We'll watch it.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You know, you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, 6:49 right now. And U.S. Special Forces conducted an early morning raid in the Venezuela capital of Caracas. This happened Saturday, striking military facilities and capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. The pair were transported to New York City to face federal drug and terrorism-related charges. Their first court appearance is expected this morning. President Trump suggested the U.S. would oversee the country until open elections could be held. As of this writing, reports say Maduro allies, led by Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, remain in charge, but have been in contact with U.S. officials. Rodriguez condemned the strike and called for Maduro's release. Yeah, I get a feeling that Rodriguez is not going to be in charge. And, of course, lefty media tried to put Marco Rubio, you know, on the spot.
Yes.
Are you taking over? Are you, you know, are you taking over? Are you taking over? Look, he said, look, we've got leverage here. You know, there's sanctions against their oil, you know, and we're going to make sure that, you know, those things are taken care of. And they're going to use the leverage mm-hmm. to make sure that the government, whatever it might be made of at some point, are going to be forced to play by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just to our benefit. This is to the benefit of the Venezuelan people. And yes, we are going to be heavily involved. And yes, American companies are going to be involved. And yes, we're going to help to get their oil production up. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a benefit to the people there. And it'll also be a benefit to us because, frankly, we're going to take some of that.
But now it has turned into some really funny Rubio memes, however, because he already has a couple of, you know, titles that he has to deal with. You know, he's got a couple of gigs just here in the United States, and you've seen a couple of these where he's looking kind of tired, and he goes, man, now I've got to be the president of Venezuela, the Shah of Iran, and he goes down the list. Kind of funny stuff.
Well, and, you know, the Cuba came up as an
yes.
issue as well, and
yes.
Cuba better be paying attention, and also Greenland. Apparently, all kinds of Chinese and Russian ships all over the place there. And the president even, you know, he brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Again.
And this
yes.
Greenland thing, yeah. So there's something of substance, actually, to it. And when the president talks about, you know, how important it is strategically, mm-hmm. I think we'll begin to see exactly what he's talking about here in the very near future. All right, and Marco Rubio was quick to point out it's not a war in Venezuela. It's not a war against Venezuela.
Right.
This is a law enforcement function against Nicolas Maduro. He's a narco-terrorist, a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And already the left, of course, comes out to denounce the actions by our president and takes the side of a murdering narco-trafficker dictator.
Well, it makes sense, Bob. I mean, they, you know, they defend, you know, people that are in our country here illegally that have killed or raped Americans, they seem to want to defend them on a regular basis.
Yeah, but it's different, Greg, because,
yeah,
they said they didn't like kings or dictators. That's why they don't like Trump.
Huh.
He's a king and a dictator.
Hmm.
But yet they're defending a foreign king and dictator that we know
uh-huh.
was poisoning Americans with drugs, we know was cheating on the oil sanctions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why are they supporting a dictator and a king when they say they don't like those?
They find themselves
things.
In a very awkward position by defending the wrong people again.
Yes,
again.
Indeed. And I mean, they never learn.
No,
they never learn. They've been on the wrong side of every issue. Of course, they don't believe that. And here in Gainesville,
wow.
they've already had people come out.
Oh yeah,
and remember what they talk about. Trump is going to destroy democracy. You know that, right? That's their line.
Yes,
that's the
exactly.
lefties' line. Trump's going to destroy democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're pro-democracy.
Right.
But they're supporting a communist socialist dictator.
But they had an election, Bob.
Everybody knows that was fraudulent and big-time fraudulent.
Absolutely.
But you can't deny that they live in a socialist
right.
under a socialist regime in mm-hmm. Venezuela.
Yeah.
How can you be all worried about democracy? And Trump's going to ruin it. Trump actually freed and created a situation where they can enjoy democracy once again. Venezuela can. The people can. Trump freed them. Literally freed them. Yet the lefties come out and they say Trump's going to destroy democracy. Mm-hmm. He's building a democracy.
Yeah.
He's allowing for a democracy to happen, to occur. So once again, the left looks like, well, the flipping idiots that they are.
Yes.
I mean, protect democracy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He freed the Venezuelan people. They might see it that way, but they certainly can't articulate that because then all their friends around him will shun them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no. If Trump did it, it's bad. If Trump said it, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And they're married to that now.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are married to that.
Yep.
Big time. We're going to talk to gubernatorial candidate Paul Renner and get his take on that. Actually, coming up in just a few minutes. All right. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Yeah. Here's just another little piece of left wing Hollywood celebrities.
Oh, brother.
You're wasting no time. Yeah. You know, after the Maduro takedown, and who is it? The 2.5 Men star John Cryer, which too bad because it is I thought it was a hilarious show. He says impeachment now.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Come on, come up with a new story, guys.
Impeach this evil guy, actress Mia Farrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh,
she's awful.
I'll never forgive her for having the devil's baby. I mean,
well, you know, it had an effect on her.
Maybe
obviously.
It makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Trump and his billionaire oil company pals want Venezuela's oil, hoping our branches of government finally go spine shopping and do what is right for America, our allies, and the world's people. You're concerned about the world's people, but not the people of Venezuela who have now been freed from their dictator? I'm not sure I follow that. Of course you can't. And these are the lefty idiots in... Deadpool actor comedian Rob Delaney believes Maduro's arrest could be part of Team Trump's plan to try to expand their concentration camp network in Venezuela. Concentration camps now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. It never ends.
Yeah.
It never. Look, in San Antonio, they're protesting the U.S. arrest of Maduro as Venezuelan exiles are celebrating. So the San Antonians that have actually lived under Maduro's rule or the previous, you know, evil regime, they're celebrating because this guy's gone. But San Antonio socialists are protesting the U.S. arrest. So
Che.
Did you say Che?
No, I said okay.
Oh, I thought you said Che, like Che Guevara.
Well, but, you know.
They were probably wearing his T-shirts.
I'm sure. No doubt.
All right. We're approaching 6:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, we're going to talk to a former Speaker of the House for Florida, Paul Renner. That's coming up next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.